Hey guys, Charlie here. So last week we listened to part one of episode five. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We split it up into two because we ran so long that I figured it would be a shame to cut all that stuff out. So I divided it into two and you guys got an extra episode. Aw, just for the new year. So enjoy this episode. It will start directly from where the last episode left off. So if you don't remember, please go back and listen to the last 5 minutes and then you'll be all caught up. Enjoy! Oh. No, wait.
No, I have more to say.
No! And she grabbed her microphone. She's like,
yarr! I'm not letting go.
Before we go to the drunken station.
Woo!
Yes.
What?
It's our song.
Suddenly we have a werewolf in the house. And I'm not talking like werewolves, like, oh my god, you're so hairy. Like, get your laser done.
It's like Jacob from Twilight. That's what I think when people say werewolf now. Destroyed my life.
Did you watch those Twilights?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good. I didn't either. Okay.
I watched the first one.
I did for pop culture reference.
Right.
Well, that's it. That's what
so
I did
too.
I
knew what everyone was talking about.
Because the first Twilight in Montreal was represented by Garage, the store, and I used to work there, so I had to go as like a representative.
You're forced to see the
and
movie.
It was terrible.
No, but you guys had like a frame in the back, a sweater that Bella wore during the film.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like worn by Bella, touched by Edward. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way. I just can't take this.
Trust me, I know.
And I was with you and you're like, look. And I'm like, can't unsee this.
It was terrible, but we didn't. Whatever.
Nope.
I don't know where I was. Why don't you go to our house tonight?
You give me the empty bottle?
I was going to just put it there.
Okay. Just put it on my napkin. No problem. No.
Sorry. That banged pretty hard.
So how about we go to...
No, wait. I didn't... Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Again!
In the news.
Oh!
Oh, oh! In the news!
Okay. She's trying to make it look natural, but it's not working at all.
Oh, 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 Charlie.
Yes? What's up?
We need our In the News segment. Do 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 do.
Okay. You have a news story for me?
I do.
What's up? This is the most awkward segment change in the world.
So, Christmas.
Yeah.
Is a big day.
It is.
It's a big day in Bert.
In Bert's?
Bert's.
And not Burke's.
Okay.
Births.
Oh, births.
Births. As in
vagina spitting.
As in vagina spitting. Oh my god.
Yeah, man, that's so vulgar.
Pooping on and spitting, pooping on tables.
Vaginas exploding. However you want to look at it.
I've been watching a lot of Grey's Anatomy.
An expulsion of babies.
They've been having babies and shit and like and shit literally like shitting on tables.
Fuck. You know that's one of the reasons I don't want to have. No, that's not true.
Shitting on a table. That was one of my biggest fears.
Did
Me
you?
Too.
Did you shit
I
on
had a
C-section?
Ah.
If ever I have a
baby, so your vagina is still like A1.
Oh, it's fantastic.
If ever I have a baby, I don't want anybody else in the room. I don't want to shit in the table.
I told Tom that he had to like stay back here. I was like, yeah. I don't want you to see me shit. Like, you got to stay back here and be like, you can do it.
I'm not okay with it. you can do it.
I'd still want a doctor there.
Like, well, that's like, okay.
I wouldn't want to be by myself, like pushing like
Apparently,
an idiot.
Though, they clean it up so fast, you have no idea what just happened.
That's what I've heard too.
Yeah, they're like, well, and it's gone. But still, like,
no,
you shat on the table.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
I feel like I wouldn't eat for, like, 3 days before.
You know
before.
What? Now, before you say whatever you're going to say in the news, sorry, I think we're going to destroy a lot of guys' perspective of, like,
giving birth.
I was watching the show.
Because I had a few conversations with guys this week about guys that listen to our podcast, and apparently we're teaching them a lot.
That's good.
Like, because we're just...
the men.
Guys are clueless.
I know.
It's like the whole orgasm thing about how they're... There's different types of
they
girls.
Had no idea.
They had no idea.
Guys, research this shit. Yeah. This is like some of the most important shit you do in your life. Like, research how to do it properly.
Do you think guys should ask which type of girl you are before having sex with you?
It kind of takes away the magic. But then again, if you're going to have better sex because of that. But you don't have to draw a blueprint.
You don't have to be like...
You know what? If a guy is good, the guy is good.
No, like, but some guys don't know.
And if they aren't good and they want to better themselves, should they not be like, look, this isn't my forte.
Right.
So you let me know what you like, then I'll do it.
Exactly. I think that's okay.
But it's also the role of the girl to be like... don't do that. I don't like this and I like that. But like, why not? But
you like ruin a guy's ego and you're like, oh no, sweetie, don't do that.
Well, some girls don't want to be rude about it, right? I think guys should ask. Like, you have to ask once. It's not like you're going to ask every time you have sex, right?
Oh, then that becomes kind of stupid. Guys, we should create a game, some sort of game that you can sit down with a guy you're about to have sex with and play this game, and it'll kind of just casually and in fun ways bring up what each other likes. We should do that.
Yes,
I'm going to do it. Okay.
But isn't it just easier to ask directly instead of wasting an hour?
Because some people aren't okay with just doing that.
Let's say you get in the heat of the moment, you guys just start kissing and making out and blah, blah, blah. And then, oh, hold on, I have this game that we need to play.
No. Obviously, the game is something like, a game is something if you... But like, I can't picture two people sitting down and be like, okay, look, we're obviously gonna have sex later, so why don't you tell me? Like, to me, that's so formal.
No.
Like, obviously, if the night's going in a certain direction, you'll be like, hey, want to play this game?
But that's
and then you get all the awkward shit out of the way, and then you're
but that's not how it happens. You're like in the moment, and you ask the guy, like, okay, what do you like? What do you want me to do to you?
To me, like,
you don't go and be like,
I can't converse.
We're gonna have
in the
sex
moment.
Later.
But for me, like, in the moment, like, don't start conversing with me. Like, you start talking with me in the moment, like, I'm done.
No, but talking in, it's different.
It's not. It depends on the person.
You never say, what do you want me to do to you?
In the middle of sex?
I do that all the time.
No, see, I don't like to converse
like,
too much.
Sexy way, though. You don't just say, like, what do you want me to do to you?
Is this okay?
I don't think
Is this fine?
Do you like it this way?
Yes?
I don't think that's everyone's comfort level, though. I don't.
So.
I'll never have sex with Brooke. No.
She'll be like, shut up!
Jesus Christ, stop talking!
I say it all the time. I want the guy to tell me what he likes or what he wants.
Yeah, me too. But I'm also not afraid to say what I like. Like, I'm pretty vocal about it.
But something like what type of woman you are, I forgot the words now for some reason.
Vaginal.
Yeah, that's not something that you can make very sexy.
Right, we could be like, oh, no, no, wait, hold on.
I'm vaginal.
No, no, wait.
There's a way of saying, like, let's say you're just like, fuck me hard. Clearly the guy's going to be like, okay, like, this is where it's going.
Yeah,
or,
but see, guys might not, obviously when you say, fuck me hard, it's like, obviously you're vaginal because you want, but guys might not take that as, oh, okay, that means she's vaginal.
Guys are idiots, but I mean.
Guys are picky. We can't assume they're gonna know that.
But that could also be a conversation, like a post first sex session.
So how was that type thing?
In other words, pull out the board game that we've created for you
after.
And it takes all the awkwardness out of it.
So how would this game go?
I don't know. I have to sit down and think about this. I need to, like,
okay, so next podcast.
We need this game.
When's the next podcast? It has to be, I need a good 2 weeks
It's going to be on a Monday. It's going to be on the 12th.
Okay, let me drop the blueprints for this game. I'm going to create a game that all people want to buy.
Well, all one aside. I was saying you should ask, but maybe I'm wrong.
I just don't feel like that's everyone's comfort level, and I don't feel like everyone's going to communicate properly. It is so difficult for a woman and a man to communicate.
Yeah,
you're
but
telling
that's
me in the
why.
Middle of sex it's going to work?
Wait, okay, so you fuck up one sex session. Who cares? At least you told
that
him.
That could be make it or break it.
I kind of agree with that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But
you
I
have
think
one
it's
bad
important.
Sex session, you're going to call this person back in case, oh, maybe there's miscommunication.
I think it's important. Like,
to
I think
communicate?
It's.
I think it's important.
No,
too.
I think it's important information. Because
it is, but it doesn't mean people are going to communicate it properly.
Some guys, like, which I experienced recently, some guys don't know that, hey, some girls can't
come the other way.
The guys don't know this. That's why we need podcasts. Like,
but there's also the difference of if this guy is like a one night stand, like, you're not going to go through the trouble
of telling them. You don't always know.
You always know. Are you shitting me?
You don't always know.
Fuck off. I always know.
I think it's a lot of the girls are at fault most of the time, though, because the girls that still fake it.
I don't fake it anymore. That's done. That ship has sailed.
If you fake it, you're just hurting yourself because that guy's going to keep doing that over and over again. And you didn't really like fake it that much.
I still fake it.
Why? Do you?
Stop.
No,
that.
Man, you're too old for this.
Like, be true to yourself.
I still fake it, but that's because I don't like sex. So I'd rather just not have it.
But if you didn't fake it and you truly tried to enjoy it, you would enjoy sex more. Probably. Because what's wrong is that in your head, you're like, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how I'm supposed to be probably. Acting. And that's what you're doing. But if you just let yourself enjoy what's going on, you have to change your frame of mind.
I agree.
See, maybe my board game will help you.
Maybe. Oh, you know what? That should be your New Year's resolution.
Enjoy to sex
have,
more.
To have
learn
an
orgasm. Sex. I'm buying you a dildo.
Stop faking it.
To stop faking it?
Yeah.
Man, guys will hate me.
Well,
you gotta stop faking it. Or, be true to yourself.
Or who they'll cares? Try harder.
Don't just try to keep their egos up. Okay, like, you have something wrong.
Yeah, but there's the thing though. Charlie keeps on dating these guys that are like a little bit like
emotionless.
No, not emotionless. They're like fucking ambitionless. They're just I'm sitting on my couch and I'm so comfortable.
That's very true.
So honestly, just date a guy that's normal. Date a younger guy.
That's normal.
Date a younger guy.
But I like fresh meat. I should. Yeah. Go back.
Seriously, that's
by the
like.
Sounds of it though, you need somebody a little bit more experienced.
No. Because if you're an older woman with a younger guy, pour vrai, c'est comme
they're blah. Full of ambition. You know,
they're like they just want I have to prove myself. You know. And lately, all the sex that I got with younger guys
was better.
Was much better. Really? Much better.
Tell Burke how long it lasted, the brother-in-law that you had sex with.
The brother-in-law.
Like, I don't know for sure because I was drunk, but it was dark when we started and then it was light when we ended.
Hours, good. She said.
Hours.
Those sessions are...
Because we stop and too we start again.
Yeah, but it's not like...
Yeah, my vagina was on fire.
You're not just like you're not just lying there in one position for the whole like 6 hours. There's obviously like sessions. Oh, no. There's like it's happening in sessions, right? Like,
yeah. And there was like, also like, the whole like, forbidden thing a little bit, like you were saying. We felt it too.
Fruit tastes better.
Yeah, that's it. Because, you know. Yeah.
So before I started this, you were saying something.
Christmas.
Oh, right.
Births. Oh, wait, hold on. Because we were going into how you were births and how we traumatize men. I had a quick story to say about that. Okay, I was watching a show with Tom that somebody was giving birth on. And they actually, like I said, I had a C-section. So he actually didn't witness our daughter's head coming out of my vagina.
Right.
I was, he did witness my intestines flopping on the outside of my body, though, during my C-section. Yeah. That's a whole other story, though. I'll get into that in another
so
time.
So weird.
Men do
like,
not.
Like, honey, I saw your intestines
from the inside. When he told me this, like, I could tell he was traumatized by
it. Were you not sleeping?
No, you're awake during a C-section.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, it's the weirdest feeling you'll ever feel in your life. But you're awake. It took him about 4 months to be like, I have to tell you something. And he told me how he saw my intestines on the outside of my body because he peeked over the sheet. So guys, don't peek over the sheet. But anyways, all this thing, we were watching a show once. This is after we had our daughter and it was a woman giving birth and they focused right on the vagina with the head coming out of it. And he had to pause it and be like, tell me that's not actually what happens. I'm like, of course that would happen. Like, what do you think? Like, a head's fucking big. Like your vagina stretches out. Like,
yeah.
Like it's big. And he was traumatized. He had no idea that's really what happened.
That like, a head actually so passes through
there? Can I just suggest for all men or even women who don't know, like YouTube this shit. Like YouTube
really?
No.
Do you really want to suggest this to people?
Yes, because they need to know. It's like knowing where your food comes from, knowing what happens when you get pregnant.
But if you don't want to see the harsh reality, YouTube like elephants giving birth or like giraffes getting birth. I remember doing this like a whole evening when, let's say, my friend whose name's I'm gonna call her
Jeanette.
What?
I know. Jeanette. It came out. It's funny.
I'm
say
gonna
it.
Call her
Margaret. You said,
are you?
You said.
I'm gonna call her
Rapunzel.
No.
Kim.
No.
What?
No.
Come on, take any of my names.
Jesus Christ, just pick a name. Veronica.
You're, Veronica. Your names are shitty.
Hey! I tried.
Not a shitty name.
I tried. Okay, so let's call her Veronica. Her older sister was about to give birth, and we were like, oh my God, she's giving birth. And I don't know how this ended up happening, but we were YouTubing animals.
Giving birth.
Mammals giving birth, but not human. Traumatizing experience.
It really is. Traumatizing.
And that's not where I was. There's no way anything is going through my vagina. Like, I'm keeping this baby intact, let's see.
It's, yeah.
No, but vaginas go back.
They don't. Not 100%. Apparently, like, it looks pretty warped. I had a C-section, so I can't say, but apparently...
Really?
It took me 2 weeks to accept the fact that I was having a C-section, and now that all's been said and done, and I've heard horror birth stories, I count my lucky stars I had a C-section.
Really?
I would order a C-section.
Big. Honestly, in the States, you can. My scar, I can show you my scar right now. It is this big. It looks like absolutely nothing, and my vagina is in one piece.
That is true though, because it gets to
and you didn't shit on the table.
I'm sorry, and I didn't shit on a table.
It gets past 10 centimeters. Like, that's big, man.
That's, look, think about the head of a newborn. Hole? Think about the head of a newborn and the size of your vagina in reality. But apparently there's these exercises you can do to, like, stretch yourself out. I almost did them. I remember
stretch
one night.
Stretch yourself
yeah.
out or go back
No,
normal.
No, there's well, exercises you can do to stretch yourself out to prepare yourself so you don't, like, explode. Because it's very often people rip and explode, right?
Yeah. Well, they don't explode, but they
no,
rip.
No, my mother exploded one hole to the next.
Oh, that's what you mean. Oh, like, yeah. Rip, bah, bah.
Yeah, but, like, it's, yeah. Okay. But there's these massages you can do with your thumb to, like, stretch yourself out. But then you're all stretched out.
Yeah, that's not cool.
And I prepared myself to do it. And I sat in front of my mirror one night when Tom was out. And I was like, I'm going to stretch myself out to give birth. And I couldn't do it. And thank God I didn't because I had a C-section.
You hear
unless
that, boys? I would have
stretched myself out.
Stretch yourself out.
We just ruined all your dreams.
No one will ever have sex again.
Seriously.
Yeah. Okay.
So birth, anyway.
So Christmas.
Birth. Christmas. Day of the births.
Christmas miracle.
The day of the births.
And actually, Veronica's born on Christmas Day, so I keep on calling
That's
her...
That's terrible.
I keep on calling her Baby Jesus.
It should be illegal to have children on Christmas Day.
Or New Year's Eve, or Halloween, or
any
Valentine's
day that you have
day.
To share but, with
but,
anything else.
But when you're the first baby of the year, you get, like, all these, like, free diapers.
Are you
it's
singing?
True, yeah.
Are you singing? Why are you holding the mic like that?
Because I'm singing.
She's scared you're going to take it away from her.
Just don't take it away. I have so much to say. But, yeah, so Veronica is Baby Jesus. And
that should be the title of our podcast.
Veronica is the Baby Jesus.
So Veronica's Baby Jesus.
Go on.
Une fois, c'est deux gars qui rentrent dans un bar, puis Veronica, là, c'est fucking Baby Jesus. anyway. And
in future reference, we did finish our two bottles.
We always do.
No, we do.
Of course we do. So in Philadelphia, there was a pregnant lady on the subway.
Okay. Oh, God.
Am I the only one that thought she was going to break out into, like...
Song?
West Philadelphia,
born and raised.
I have no clue what that is.
What? On the playground is where I spent most of my days.
Oh, come on! That's so hilarious right now.
That's all cool.
Okay. Last school. Come on, man.
And a couple of guys were up to no good. About to make some trouble
in the
neighborhood.
Okay. I got that part. Yeah.
All right. Okay, go on. Philadelphia, subway, go on.
And this pregnant Asian lady, whose name I think was like something like...
Wow.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's not racist.
No, at all. That was perfectly normal and okay.
No, wait.
That was perfectly politically correct.
Would you like...
Gonna tell you all about the rain. Do you guys watch Family Guy?
Would you like to impersonate Cheng Cheng Lu?
So,
go on,
I'm on the
Charlie.
Subway. And I'm pregnant. My name is Ting Tang Noi.
Oh, we're going to hell.
Okay. And poor Ting Tang Noi.
She's your son, Chris.
I'm about to poop it on the subway.
Oh my God, I didn't think about that. She gave... Okay, continue your story.
Okay, so wait, did she poop on the subway?
That's more important than her giving birth on the subway.
I don't know. That the story doesn't say. Okay. But she gave birth in the actual subway cart. Not, oh, you know, I'm on the platform and all is good. And the, boy, I have a baby.
That sounded like Charlie's impersonation of her. That's exactly what it sounded like when she gave birth.
Chica, I give birth. If you heard our last episode, we love Asians.
Yes, clearly.
Charlie loves impersonating Asians.
They're the most beautiful women in the world, but...
We just don't watch their porn.
So anyway,
Chinchene had a baby. No, she was on the subway.
She was on the subway and she had her baby. But to me, in the actual cart, and they were, I guess, in Philadelphia,
like in
because it's so fucking wild and violent in that city, they had, not cops, but you know, like security, whatever.
Agent.
Yeah, going from cart to cart to cart. And they were called into that cart. But my question is, why the fuck didn't you get out of the cart? Like, why would you just
keep wagon?
Going? Yeah.
Well, where'd she go? She has no
question
choice.
Of this, an important question is, was this her first child? If it was not her first child, she could have been like within within like 10 minutes could have been like, I'm okay, to holy fuck, I'm having a baby. It goes really fast apparently.
Yeah, but no, but still, I just imagine being on the platform and you're, you know, there's a stop and then you go in the train and then some ladies in labor and they're like, there's blood everywhere and like,
right. But hopefully the fucking metro stopped. It didn't keep going stop to stop, right?
People had places to be, though.
I don't know. Stop. Imagine. I have to go to work, guys.
Jesus Christ. I don't have time for this.
Anyway, so
move this fucking metro.
I mean, I don't know. Is that reason enough to stop? I mean, where else is she going to go? She's having the baby now. Might as well not.
I'm pretty sure that's reason to stop the metro.
Wait, unless the metro, is driver. Like three stops away from the hospital.
Then they're like, just keep going.
Keep going.
The story doesn't tell. But what the story does tell
was that a healthy baby.
The baby was healthy.
Okay.
And his name was Chris for Christmas baby.
That's awesome.
No.
But I think funny just that this second. Ching Chong Chang lady named her kid Chris.
She did. That's true. But she named it Chris for Christmas?
Christmas baby.
Christmas baby? That's his full name? Christmas baby Chong?
Chong?
No, because it's changing low.
Wait, is
so it's is Chris Lou.
Is that fair for the baby? I find that kind of...
Christmas baby? Having his name? If I was born on Christmas, you better name me something like Chris, though.
No.
What? Of course.
You better name me something as far away from Christmas as possible.
Just have fun with it. Like, it is what it is. You can't change it. Have fun with it.
Veronica.
Veronica was baby Jesus. All females born on Christmas need to be named Veronica.
That's awful.
Or Mary.
I would hate it, I think, being born on Christmas but and mostly, my name was Chris.
Mostly. That kid must have, like, Ebola by now. Because fucking Philadelphia subway? Are you shitting me?
It's so racist.
No. That was not racist at all.
How does that even connect?
No, because the...
Ebola was in Africa. I don't
Oh, understand. Shit. I don't listen to the news. I thought it was in China.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, my God. I'm so
disappointed in you, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie.
Calm down, Charlie.
But, yeah, no.
So he has Ebola because he was in a subway.
Yeah, Philadelphia is a pretty dirty city.
That's not a fact.
That's what she said.
No, I'm saying, I'm surprised.
Ebola.
No.
He said he's surprised.
I'm surprised the baby didn't get, like, some kind of really traumatic, disgusting disease because he was born in a subway. And subways are disgusting.
They are disgusting. But when you really, really think about it, hospitals are pretty disgusting as well.
They aren't very sanitary.
They're not very sanitary at all. So, I mean, it's the same thing.
Are they?
They try as much as possible to clean it. Yeah. But, I mean, there's so much people with disease in the building that it's impossible to clean it. Yeah. It's like, I was watching Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Again.
Okay.
And there was this one kid that didn't have an immune system, so he could get infected by anything, anywhere. Yeah. And the hospital was, like, the worst place to be.
I had a nephew that was in quarantine. I don't know if you remember this. It was, like, 2 years ago. He was in quarantine because he was... long story short, he had this disease that he had to go on this medication for that the common cold could have killed him because it killed his immune system. Yeah. And he had to go in quarantine in the hospital because they can keep surveillance of him. But I remember a lot of people, and doctors included, were like, his best situation is out of the hospital because obviously you're sick. Where do you go?
You the literally, hospital. Yeah, every single sickness is in the hospital. Like, it's the worst place to be. Yeah. So, I'm sure she'll be fine just because she had it in a subway.
Yeah.
So, drawing station, do 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 do.
Do 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 do. So we don't have anything on the drunk set.
I bet that turned out fantastic. I'm sure on the other end.
So drunken station.
No one wrote us because my brother didn't write us.
We should call him right now and ask him what this question. Let's call him right now. Oh my God! Put it on speakerphone next to the microphone.
Yes.
Yes. It'll be in call. Oh, that's genius. I think that's genius.
Let's take a call.
Oh, he's calling.
He might not answer.
He better answer. We're on air. Don't drop your phone.
Is he gonna answer?
Thank
you.
Yay!
You answered! Hi.
How's it going?
Good. We're actually recording our podcast right now. We wanted to call you.
Yay!
Yay! You're on air.
Because...
Sweet.
Yeah, because you
had... That's really a good idea.
I know it's a good idea.
What are we talking about?
You were telling me so much that you had to say about the podcast, and I couldn't remember anything, and you never emailed us.
I was drunk, though.
That was my problem. I couldn't remember anything.
It's okay, because we're drunk right now.
sober. That's not fair.
We're two bottles deep.
Where you gals landed on a new topic tonight?
I don't know.
You don't know? You guys are really bad podcast hosts.
We were supposed to wrap up like 20 minutes ago. We were like, let's call your brother.
We're talking about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. New Year's resolutions. We're talking about communicating during sex.
Communicating during sex? Like, because, while you're
because cooking? Here's the deal. Apparently, there's been men listening to our podcast that we've been informing them of stuff that they didn't know about. So this podcast, okay. We're talking a little bit about, in previous podcasts, we talked about how like some women were vaginal and clitoral. And there's apparently a lot of men out there who don't know this.
Try different things.
Well, the debate we're having is that Charlie and Sloan are saying that, like, in the middle of sex, just ask. And I'm kind of like, not everyone's comfortable.
Not really in the middle of sex, but, like, you know, you can be like, oh, do you like that? And girls, just be honest.
That's what I said.
Right.
No, try something else.
So, like,
lower, go harder, go deeper, do something else.
Oh my god, this is my brother, guys.
So, let me tell you something. So, obviously, you know the difference between the two girls, right? There's two different types of girls. Would you, if you're having sex with a girl for the first time, would you ask them bluntly, like, what type of girl are you? Like, would you do that?
I would just experiment.
Right. Okay, a smart guy. So maybe this is a gene we share that we don't like to verbally communicate. Like, just like try shit. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But don't be like, hold on a second. Are you vaginal or clitoral? Because I need to know what area I'm working.
But see, I would be okay with that. I don't know.
I wouldn't be. I'd be like, you need to leave.
Sign this contract, please.
Well, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. I'd be like, do we like pull out a contract and be like, okay, so this is what I like.
Try different things.
But I kind of agree with that, because to me, it's like, if you try everything, you'll end up knowing what she wants.
But do you
and
want-
a guy that only thinks that the girl is vaginal is, like, shooting himself in the foot.
Although, side note, well, no, they would only...
That guy's kind of being... kind of one-sided. He's kind of being a little selfish there.
Yeah, true.
But they would only know, we're assuming the girl's not faking it, because obviously if Charlie's reacting to things, then the guy's like, oh, she likes all of that. And she's like, yeah, not really, because she's admitted to faking
it. That's true.
So you can't be like, try things and then just assume the girl likes it, because there's some girls that fake it.
So it's a two-version fail here. But there's like the guy that doesn't do anything besides being selfish, and there's the girl who's faking it and making him believe that he's the best in the world.
So I think the lesson here is
too, because you shouldn't think it, because it's basically like you're sticking to a guy and letting him think that he's doing something right, he's gonna continue doing it. Most guys don't got much game,
but I
they do not.
If they're doing one thing right, then they're gonna continue doing that.
But I feel bad.
But you can't feel bad. Be true to yourself.
Or, you know,
yeah,
damn,
I agree.
Right. You guys were saying in another one of your podcasts, maybe watch a porno together or something.
That's
with
true.
A guy, obviously, not together, us three.
Not us three particularly.
But didn't you have some stuff about, like, last podcast that you wanted to share?
Oh, yeah, but the hangover cures. What was that?
Artichoke. You, apparently you made you some research.
Yeah, that's, like, totally not true. Sorry, Sloan.
Awesome!
But why do I feel amazing when I take that after I drink?
It's psychedelic. It's psychological.
It could be a placebo effect. It also just could be your body's missing some vitamins, but, like, from it, like, when you're hungover, the alcohol's already in your system. It's already in your bloodstream. There's nothing that's going to get rid of it except for time.
No. But we're not saying that it's going to... But
there's
we're not
no actual hangover cure.
Really? But we're not saying that it eliminates the alcohol faster. What I'm saying is that
feel better though. It's like if you're feeling tired, eat a handful of candy. It's gonna make you feel a little better, but it's only gonna last. It's masking the effect.
Band-aid effect.
Well, it's better a band-aid effect than nothing at all. Are you shitting me?
I agree.
But are you gonna really go to the pharmacy to buy artichoke pills if it's not really, like, you might as well just eat something that's already in your house?
I was gonna say, you know what does it for me? A McDonald's breakfast with
that's
orange
amazing.
Juice. With orange juice cures any hangover for me.
That's awesome.
Personally.
Well, thank you.
Thanks so much.
We need a fake name for you. What's your fake name?
The name that you wish your parents gave you.
Awesome Drop.
What?
Okay, well, on that, thank you for your call.
I have no idea.
That's fine.
My brother's name is Awesome Tron. So Awesome Tron.
Thanks for answering your phone.
Yes.
Oh, no problem. Good guy's point of view on things.
Awesome.
I'm not trying to say anything.
Okay. Thank you, Awesome Tron. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, lady. Take care.
Bye.
That was hilarious.
That was cool. We should do that more often. That's cool. Yeah, I really like that segment. That's fun. So that's cool. So how about we go to the
Drunken Station?
Drunken Station. So I was saying before we called Osmotron.
That might be the best name ever.
That Sloan, this picture of your knees, every time I freaking look at it, it looks like an ass.
Oh my god, an ass that has been dragged on carpet. It's true, it looks like an ass. It looks like oh my god. So
it looks like an ass.
Okay, I'm sorry.
There's the butthole.
I can't unsee that now. I can't unsee that.
I'm sorry, like, but I have fat knees. What can I say?
Because you were flat, you know, yeah. Like where you took it. So it looks like an ass. So every time I look at it, I'm like, ass.
Ass.
So,
Sloan's ass.
Just wanted to tell you.
My ass looks better than that.
I'm sure it does.
I hope it doesn't have so much blood on it.
So on the drunken station, we had a little bit of a conversation with Toons, so Brian's from Toons, where he said that basically he got carded a couple times. Remember the conversation that we had carding? Yeah. So he got carded a couple times, especially at the SAQ, and he was saying that he refused to show his ID card.
What? I would show with pride.
Yeah, but I guess for guys it's a little bit different.
Yeah. To show it?
To show it.
A good friend of mine actually got carded today for buying cigarettes.
Oh, really?
I know. She just turned 30 last week, so that was kind of a, like, it's all right. That's still good.
He actually got carded buying a movie that was 18 plus. Yeah. And he refused to walk to...
I want to see this movie.
I had no idea what this movie was.
It wasn't porn. There's types of movies out there that people card you for that's not porn. Is this what you're saying?
But even porn. Seriously?
Like, really? If you want to watch two people fucking, isn't that your own prerogative?
Seriously.
In any case, you can find it online.
It's true. Like, if I had a 12-year-old son, I'd be like, please card him before buying
exactly,
movies.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Yeah, but you know he's going to find it online anyway.
That's true. With the internet these days, there's no filtering.
Unless you put, like, a parental...
The Mountie said, isn't it funny how when we're young, we fucking hate being carded, but once we turn 30, we actually enjoy it? And Brian's, weird. And Brian from Toon said, I still hate it. Clearly, I'm over 21. Please don't inconvenience me. Got carded buying...
History of the World Part 2. What is that?
It's a game. No, it's not a game. I thought it was a game because it sounds very much of a game, but it's actually a movie.
That doesn't sound like a porn at all.
About, like, World War II, maybe?
It's a Mel Brooks movie. It's like from 1986 that nobody under 18 would ever buy, he says.
Because they wouldn't know about it.
What's in this movie, though, that you get carded to buy this?
I'm not sure.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I didn't even know what it was.
Who's controlling my life that's telling me I can't watch History of the World Part 2?
What's it called? History of the World Part 2?
I guess it's history.
Can I side note something quickly?
Sure.
Talking about how people need to control what age you are to do what, I completely get drinking ages and this and that. My sister-in-law, who has a 16-year-old daughter, she might have even been 15 at the time, went into an LCBO. For people who don't know what that is, it's the Ontario version of an SAQ.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Who went into an LCBO to go buy alcohol with her mom. Because whenever they come in for the holidays, they always, like, bring in a whole bunch of wine that you can't get here. So they were doing that, and she's, like, taking the bottles from the shelf and putting it in the cart for her mom. Because her mom's like, okay, get me some of those, get me some of those, get me some of those.
Right.
And people in the LCBO are watching her do this. When they get to the cashier looks at her and goes, I'm going to have to see her ID, and points to my niece. And she was like, oh no, she's only 16. Like, she's not buying this, I'm buying this. They say to her, yeah, but she touched the bottle, so we're not allowed to serve you.
You're crazy.
She was not allowed to buy anything in that store. She had to leave the LCBO and go to another one. That apparently there's signs saying that if somebody under the age of 19 even touches the bottle,
that means like they are not allowed incentive to buy.
Right. So they are not allowed to serve that person. What grinds my gears on this is, one, that's her mother.
Right.
Even if it was for her, that's her issue. Let her do what she wants
to
do.
That's kind of
true. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Like, it's not your issue. She's letting her 16-year-old daughter drink. My second thing, it wasn't for her. I know it wasn't for her. It was for us. Because she brings it to the suppers for us to drink. And if she's helping her mom and people are standing there watching her do it, then give her a heads up and be like, look, if she's going to touch these bottles, we're not going to be able to serve you. I know it's stupid, but it's the law and it's what it is. So stop doing it. They watch them go through the whole store, fill up their cart, and only
and
told them once
no
they get to the
cash
that we can't serve you.
That's stupid.
Right?
So stupid.
I just want to get back on the History of the World movie. It's a two-part movie. There's part one and part two. And the thing is, this is actually a comedy. It's a film parody of a historical spectacular film genre, including the sword and sandal epic, the period costume drama subgenres. The four main segments consist of stories set during the Stone Age, the Roman Empire, the Spanish Inquisition, and the French Revolution. It's like Scary Movie, but for history.
Why are we being carded to buy this?
So he got carded, and I said, wow, you got carded for this? And he said, I straight refused to pull out my ID. I flashed my wedding ring.
Good one.
Did it work?
Realistically.
I said, did it work? And he said, yeah. Because I told her she could keep it if it wasn't enough, and she gave it to him.
Nice.
Yeah.
But I need to watch this movie just to know why people are getting carded. Yeah, me too. To watch it.
I don't know.
Especially since it's a comedy.
Right.
No, he said it's like a sketch comedy movie that eventually develops a plot, if you can call it that.
But
it's
what
like
store are you humor. Going into that you put this on the counter and they're like, I'm going to need to see some ID. Like, what store do you go to buy this? Where do you go to buy movies, first of all, now? Other than the internet. Like Walmart? Blockbusters don't exist. And I highly doubt at a Walmart they're going to be like, let me see some ID to buy that movie.
No. Probably not. Unless they're like
so
just fucking idiots.
So, who wrote this? Brian at Toons?
Yeah.
Brian at Toons, what stores do you fucking shop at that they card you to buy a movie? You need to reconsider the places you make purchases at.
That they card you to buy a movie that's not porn.
Right. And they aren't carding me anymore.
So, another tweet that we got is by Old School that basically the last podcast I said that I owed Old School some Chinese food because I fucked up
the name of the network
trending.
And who doesn't love
network?
Chinese food?
Yeah, I love Chinese food.
I had Chinese food last week because remember last podcast we're like, I'm ordering Chinese food when I leave here.
Did you?
Fucking closed. It closed at like 9 o'clock. Oh, but I ended up getting Chinese food the week after, and we decided to like get one of those because you know how you're always like, oh, a meal for two can feed two people. So Tom and I were like, let's just get a meal for one. Sorry, a meal for one can feed two people. So Tom and I were like, a meal for one. Let's just get a meal for one. Yeah. It didn't feed two people. We were still hungry after.
It never feeds two people.
So then you went to McDonald's.
Ate it all and then ate whatever was at home. But don't just assume.
So I brought him out for Chinese food that week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I ended up getting an allergic reaction from I don't know what. So my neck started itching like crazy. Yeah. We needed to go get a Benadryl at the store.
Oh, my God.
And Old School stabbed himself with a shrimp. No. That'd be funny. No, with a shrimp
skewer?
Skewer, yeah. He stabbed himself in the lip and started bleeding.
That's the opposite of an EpiPen. You stab yourself with something that has, like, shellfish on it?
Yeah, so he tweeted, Charlie, we survived Chinese food 2014, allergic reaction and shrimp stabbing. So he
I love
cute.
That.
That's cute. Yeah.
That makes no sense unless you know what happened.
I know, so that's why I told you.
Where'd you guys go that you guys got stabbed with a shrimp skewer?
Le Mandarin.
I haven't been there in so long. I was going to ask Tom to take me there for my birthday.
Seriously? That's the best place?
We're romantic like that, so we go to the Mandarin.
It's so good. It's such a good song.
Whatever.
So then,
smoke a joint.
On Christmas Day, we got another tweet where we got mentioned the guy Black Ghost.
Ooh.
At I am Black Ghost. I was going to say .com, but that doesn't make sense.
It's just name. At I'm Black Ghost.
Yeah. He says, I'm only black because of shows like All Wine
black?
Aside.
I think this is back. You're confusing yourself with his name.
Funny.
Because I read the same thing and I was like, that was racist of me. He didn't say black. He said back. But I assume black because black was in his name.
Okay. Well, wait, because in this picture he is black. So I'm
and
sorry.
That's why we assumed he said I'm only black because he said I'm only black.
Okay. So I am Black Ghost. I am _ black _ ghost mentioned us in one of his tweets. He said, I'm only back because of shows like All Wine Aside, at Table Show, at Asked Show, and at oldschool.net. Wait.
Okay. Other than oldschool.net, we don't know what these other podcasts are doing.
He says, wait, is the last one a show or just a name?
So he doesn't even know.
Is it just
so
a network?
Other words, he only likes us.
So good. So hey, you're back. Awesome.
Yay! We love you. Woo! But back where? On Twitter?
I
would
don't
assume
know.
That's what he's saying.
I have no idea.
So let's shout out Black Ghost because he gives a shit about us. Can we do something to make him like feel awesome? Is there like a thumbs up in Twitter?
Let's just like chug a glass for him.
There's here. No more, I have no more wine.
Hey, he doesn't have to know that.
Okay.
Black Ghost.
We're chugging your wine glasses for you.
Wine glasses of air.
And then Mr. Old School retweeted it. Okay, that's fine.
That's fine. We'll allow that.
Bravo.
And then Spanish Announce Table favored it. So
somebody tweeted me.
Tweeted you personally?
Yeah, somebody tweeted me personally about asking. I have somebody that I know who's a little bit of a hypochondriac, and she's pregnant right now.
Okay.
And she enjoys sex. She enjoys using vibrators. And she was using a vibrator not long ago while she was pregnant, and halfway through, freaked out and stopped because she was worried she was going to give her unborn child shaken baby syndrome.
Wait.
From using the vibrator.
That's what I would do. I would totally...
I can't believe this thought passed through her head. From somebody's perspective who has been pregnant, I did not use a vibrator while I was pregnant. I was only introduced into vibrators.
Afterwards?
The vibrator world after I had my daughter. And I have to say, the first time I ever used a vibrator in my life...
Wait, you never used a vibrator before you got pregnant?
I never did, no.
Good for you.
I know, I never did.
What? Good for you? Shame on you.
Shame on me. Maybe I was just getting it properly. I didn't have to. Oh.
I still didn't. I still never did, and Sloan gave me one for my 30th birthday.
That you bought that. And never picked up from my fucking
Frank.
Sex toy story.
Frank.
Frank. Who's
That's what
Frank?
I called him.
Frank?
Your vibrator has a name?
He had a name. Remember when we bought it? Basically baptized him.
Together?
Yeah. I forgot.
This is interesting.
Well, not together, together. We're in like, oh, Frank.
We went to a sex show together and we bought a vibrator. I was like, okay, I'll buy a vibrator.
No, no, no. I was hosting a sex show.
Same thing.
Why was I not invited? I need to be invited to a sex.
It was like 16 like years ago.
Yeah. 16 so, years so ago. Long. You guys were like 16.
So long. No, it was so long ago. Okay. Five like years ago.
Six years ago, I think.
Okay.
So I bought one because I was like, okay, let me buy one. And I, so basically because she was hosting the show, she received my order and then I never picked it up. So oh, she was no. stuck with my vibrator in her house for like 6 years. And then finally on my 30th birthday.
When she turned 30, I was like, I have a gift for you.
And it's a vibrator you ordered 6 years ago.
Public party.
But yes.
Gave me a vibrator.
And, but, oh, at but the big party? At the big...
No, 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 but wait.
There?
We also, yeah, yeah, but we also gave you, like, normal gifts, but that was, like...
Yeah, you also got me cock rings.
Yeah, but I gave you, like, gift cards to, like, fun places. We gave you gift cards of fun places. And
like séduction.
No, 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 like, fun places.
No, like...
Although, I don't know, séduction is a fun place.
Like, SAQ, that was a fun place.
Like, yeah, that's always a fun place.
But, yeah.
But, anyways, and then,
yeah. All this is saying...
She's, like, she's opening the serious gifts first, and then I'm like, oh, there's also this gift, and she's, like, pulling the thing out, and then she's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm like, glad I wish I was there.
Like, a real conservative 18-year-old. Oh, my God.
At your 30th birthday. God. Oh, my God. A like, penis in the bag.
Yeah, seriously. I was like...
penis in my bag.
Come on, get real. You bought this on your fucking own.
It's still
6 years ago.
It's still in the back of my closet.
You know what?
Take it out.
Tonight, you take it out. Yeah. And you have some fun time.
No. I'm going to send you some links. They're going to make you want to take it
no.
out.
No. It's bright green.
What?
Oh, wait. Anyways. Is it green or purple? I don't remember. Let me go get it.
Mine's purple. Mine's purple.
I'm going to go get it.
Is it the rabbit?
No. It's an actual vibrator.
Mine's a vibrator. It's what's called the rabbit. Because it has like, there's a sleeve you can put on it that has like rabbit ears and that like
what
stimulates clitoral shit. It's still in the fucking gift
it's
bag.
It's in the same gift bag.
Can I take it out?
Take it out. It's still in the gift bag that she gave me a year and a half ago.
It's the rabbit.
Oh, is no, it really
not.
The rabbit?
No, it's not jelly crystal.
It's called like the jelly rabbit. Crystal.
It looks like this is huge. And it has beads. It has pearls like my headphones.
Seriously. It's scary.
I mean, what else are you gonna
oh,
do?
Oh, there's a second part. Oh, what's this?
Oh,
oh, yeah, water
bullet.
You oh. want the
waterproof
bed.
Bullet. You can use that
I
in the shower.
I forgot about that.
Mine doesn't work anymore.
Can we take this out of the box? Can
no,
I take this
well,
out of the
what?
Box?
No,
I guess.
Can I take it out of the box?
It hasn't been touched.
You have to wash it.
I bought one. It's not the same one as this one. Come
oh
on.
Oh my lord, look at this. Oh my god. This is.
Oh shit.
Oh, I thought that was the doorbell. Like, oh my god, someone's here. Can I help you?
I thought it was green. It's actually purple.
What the fuck? Okay.
Wait, is that for the butthole or for the front?
No, this is for your clitoris. See, mine is called the rabbit because this is rabbit ears and it stimulates your clitoral while this is inside of you.
Ew.
Does it have batteries in it?
Can I say the first time I ever used the vibrator, it got slightly nauseous.
Look, it even has hair on it. That's dog hair.
That's gross. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm like jerking.
We need to. But seriously, this is like...
That's massive. That's
didn't
big.
You buy one yeah. too, Sloan?
No, I bought that.
These
I bought
are
the bullet. You only bought the bullet?
What are and these beads for?
I don't know. It's to make it seem natural, I think.
Because all penises have beads inside of them.
No, but it's like veins and shit. I don't know what it is. Like I said...
Who
you
made this?
You dude, literally you just like... opened it. Like, I bought it 6 years ago. You opened it now.
It says jelly crystal. Undeniable.
Yeah.
It's undeniable, Charlie.
I thought you gave me cock rings, too. There's no cock rings in there?
I gave them to you a super long time ago.
Multi-speed.
Oh, really?
Because we bought a pack. You... Veronica and I.
Oh.
And there were six in there, and we bought two.
Like, we split them up.
We split them up.
Because we figured what happened to them then.
I probably, like, tied my hair up with them.
Is that supposed to be hot? Squirmy?
Multi-speed squirmy.
Squirmy is the word reversible? I want to use to describe my vibrator.
Ooh, wait. It's reversible at your command.
Reversible? As in what, though? Oh, maybe you can put this part in?
You could go like this, or you could go like this.
That's not exciting. I've never at one point been like, no, wait, stop.
You could go
counterclockwise instead of clockwise.
Or counterclockwise.
Look, it says reversible squirmy.
What squirmy? Okay, how do we turn this on?
I think we need batteries. Do you have like a remote control that we could use batteries in?
Oh, wait, what kind of batteries?
Double A. I just bought a shitload of batteries.
Double A, I have double A.
I have to pee.
Look right here. Oh my god. I have like 35.
You were prepared for your vibrator.
I bought.
You need three of them.
Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. I don't have that.
That's so random.
An odd number? I can't think like that when I need to use my vibrator.
What? That you could think.
Three batteries? Don't rack my brain.
That's gross. Oh no, wait, there's four.
Four? Jesus Christ.
You can't count?
Apparently. I was too excited about the vibrator.
Oh, I'm shaking! Oh my god!
It's vibrating in my hand.
No, it's still shaking. Wait, how did I turn
shaking.
This off?
Shaking. Oh my god, that calm was scary. Down.
That was very shaky. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. I'm scared.
I'm scared of this purple penis.
Okay, are you getting this in or?
Okay,
turn it on. No, on the side. That's just not rotating. Oh, y'a différente.
Oh, that's a shaking. Oh my god.
Tabarnak.
That will destroy you. Oh, it is, though. There's two things. Is that what she meant by the rabbit?
Yeah, because of the rabbit ears. But I want to see it rotate. I thought it rotated.
Maybe it's broken before it's even...
Well, I mean, it hasn't been used in, like, 6 years.
But as in, like, it's not open in 6 years. It should work. Wait, maybe it's not properly then closed?
No. I don't think that will change if the bunny ears are, like, active.
It smells plasticky. It's gross.
You need to, like, clean it or something.
It just came out of the box.
I wouldn't put this in my vajayjay. Right out of the box? Are you shitting me?
I wouldn't put it in vajayjay, period.
Yeah.
We got it rotated.
Seriously, that's, like, rotating like there's no tomorrow.
It's like doing a little dance.
I know. That looks so fun. You should totally try over the
Darth
weekend.
Darth Vader's dancing.
That looks so weird.
Penis head looks exactly like Darth Vader, though.
Okay. No, listen. Listen what it's saying here in the back. To avoid injury or aggravation to pre-existing conditions. Well, that's not cool. Just a second. Let me write something else.
I want to know what that read.
It says, l'indéniable un pénis de 7.5 inches à la forme d'un dong avec des perles rotatives issues de la collection Jelly Crystal, livré avec un vibromasseur à contorsion tournante et réversible à plusieurs vitesses, stimulant le clitoris et une unité de contrôle fonctionnant avec une seule poignée.
That might have been the least sexiest thing I've ever
heard. No, but I want to know what it says, like, attention, mise en garde. I want to know what that says.
What's the warning? With the squirmy, multi-speed
This device
squirmy.
Should not be used on swollen or inflamed areas
oh
of skin lacerations. Do not use while bathing or in the shower.
That's
Why?
What this is for, because you need, this is the waterproof bullet. That's what you use while bathing.
But it's battery operated.
Yeah, but this one's waterproof.
Yeah,
and I've
not.
Used that in the shower and shit.
But when you're in the shower, why don't you just use a shower head, no?
No, because sometimes the shower heads are like fixé. Oh,
yeah, sure. Mine are.
I have a removable shower head.
Oh, Tom.
I don't.
So this is all to say that we got a tweet and saying that, so, all one aside, here's a subject. My friend freaked out when she had her vibrator in while preggo. Shaken baby syndrome? Now, personally, I would be freaked out. Completely freaked out having a vibrator. I keep touching this thing. It's weird. Having a vibrator while I was pregnant, I would totally think that I would be like hitting the baby's head.
Yeah,
or something.
That wasn't no way. Something I desired while I was pregnant.
No way.
But it makes sense. I mean, look how big this fucking thing is.
No, man.
Is this a bubble? What's happening here?
I don't know. I think it's just like, the way that it's constructed.
The amount of hair I have to pull off this, though, makes me uncomfortable.
Seriously. Yeah, you can't have a vibrator with dogs.
Before you put this in your vagina, just make sure you clean it.
Why did this make
but
me
do
think
put
of
it in case- your vagina? I want to know, like, next podcast, how it all went.
In case of emergency.
Yeah, seriously.
Put it in your vagina. Hey, look, these pearls are free.
They move.
So you don't think this could hit your baby,
no
Sloan?
Way. No way.
What the hell?
I feel like it can.
I have a deep vagina, I guess.
Listen to this.
That's some heavy-duty shit.
Yo, that sounds aggressive, man.
You need to put on loud music so not to hear that.
Touch this.
Yeah, but it's on max. It's on max. Everything,
nausea.
Yeah, but everything's on max. Like, lower it. Like, ooh.
Oh, there you go. That's a little bit more.
That's
okay.
Like Barry White read it for you.
That's hilarious.
But no, I wouldn't be worried. To me, it's like, if there was a risk of, like, having sex and, you know, being pregnant, like, we would have heard about it. Your mother would have told you, hey, don't have sex.
No,
it's like, it's bullshit. Like,
but it's
of
still,
course have sex.
It's so easy, though, to have that in the back of your mind. Man, there really is a lot
apparently, while doing research for this, though, I did come across, apparently it's a fact that you will have your best orgasms while pregnant. And they were like, take advantage.
Really?
Just fucking do it.
Because everything's very sensitive. You have a lot of blood flowing through your body.
Throwing through your body.
Flowing through your body. So everything's intensified.
And then there's this thing called the bullet, which apparently...
And not the magic bullet.
Not the magic bullet.
I have a story
bullet.
About that, though. My sister-in-law called
though
Tom.
Though it's pretty magical.
My sister-in-law, though, called Tom. She had ordered... When the magic bullet first came out on infomercial, she had ordered it. When she got it, she was so excited. She was talking to her brother, Tom. She was like, I got the magic bullet. And he was like, why the fuck are you telling me this? Why would you tell your brother this? He had no idea that the magic bullet was like a blender.
Oh, he thought it was a vibrator?
And he could not understand why his sister was so excited to tell him that she got the magic bullet in the mail
today.
That's
fucking hilarious.
But I'm a big fan of the bullet. Broken now.
The waterproof bullet.
You broke your bullet.
I broke my bullet. I threw it out when I moved because it was like I broke it.
Do you want this one?
I still have my first
still
vibrator.
In the box. Take it. Bring it to fucking Dublin with you.
No. My point is to not bring that to Dublin. I bought condoms today.
Take it. For Dublin?
Dublin.
Take it.
For you. No, I'm not going to take it. You need it.
No,
you need
a gift.
I have a penis at home.
So take it. Try it.
You need
I'm
it more.
Use it.
You need
I'm
it more.
Use it. You need it more.
No.
You do.
I still use my first vibrator.
Wait, how about
I've
this?
Bought.
How about this? Let's give it out as a prize.
Let's give it out as a prize. Our waterproof bullet. That's a fucking good prize. I might sign up for that.
Okay, let's take a picture of it and put it on our...
Yeah,
let's give it out as a prize.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay, hold on. Shoot.
Valentine's Day is coming up. You alone? Get her bullet.
So what do they have to do to win this bullet?
Oh, fuck. Anything. Just
you
admit
have to...
you listen to us.
No, you need to share our page on your wall.
Yes.
On your Facebook wall.
Whoever has the most likes.
And whoever has the most likes on Facebook wins
it. Get our silk smooth waterproof bullet.
How about that?
I think that works. I like that.
So you need to talk about us on your Facebook wall and get people to listen to us. And whoever gets the most likes will win this waterproof bullet.
Or Twitter. The one that has the most like retweets or whatever.
Sure, right. That works. So it has
Facebook,
four speeds, guys. An ultra smooth, silky coated, vibrating bullet shaped design. And it's bright green.
Yes, and I'm testifying that I love this baby.
And she loves the bullet. Always use a rubber compatible lubricant with this product. Oh,
didn't do that. Fuck that.
That's lying. Okay.
Does anal lube work?
Oh my god.
That's what we got at home. No.
Does
anal lube work? Like, genuinely as a question. Seriously?
You know,
I've never wanted to know less about you, Brooke.
Okay, I was just trying to speak right now. I'm so not into anal. I think it's gross.
For the record, lube is lube. Okay.
I was just saying, because I've seen something called, it's an actual brand called anal lube, and I thought it was the funniest shit ever.
Hey, wait, let me just say something. It's all ultra smooth, silky coated, soft touch controller unit with red speed indicator lights for nighttime use.
Nighttime use?
So you can find it in the dark?
That's what it
says. If you wake up in a panic in the middle of the night, you can find your bullet.
You can find your bullet. It's good. Don't worry about it. It's from Mississauga.
Mississauga.
Canadian product.
Woo!
So, yeah.
I took
so
a picture. I'm
going
to put it on Twitter and on Facebook.
So, how about this? For the new year, we'll give this 2 weeks, I guess. Two weeks is enough.
Weeks.
If you listen to us, then you'll win the magic bullet and we'll ship it to you.
We should include the batteries.
Yeah, we should include batteries.
Obviously, Charlie.
Listen, what do you think I'm made out of money? What the fuck?
I just stocked up on batteries at Walmart.
Fine, I'll ship you two batteries.
Too. I'll include the batteries, okay? There's about like 38 AA batteries at Walmart for $12.
So that's our show, guys. I think that's enough. We haven't, we've been talking for a while. If you have any questions to ask us, please do. You can either tweet us at hashtag AllWineAside or just All Wine Aside, or you could send us an email if you want to be a little bit more anonymous at hello@allwineaside.com. And
who knows, we might call you.
Who knows, we might call you like we just did today. Can you imagine?
Awesome, Tron.
Fucking scare people off. If you do want to call in though, hey, leave us your number and we'll call you during our podcast. Who knows? Why not?
We don't have much else to talk about.
But if you want to leave us a number, probably best to just send us an email.
Yeah, definitely. By the way, don't put that on social media.
No, don't put that on Twitter. We have a lot of phone calls.
Other than that, so we'll talk to you soon.
Stay drunk, Montreal.
Bye. Let me just put this back on the fucking box. I was hoping it says instruction for use. I was hoping that they would say something like insert into your vagina.
That would be gold.
It says twist the control gently to the desirable vibrating speed. After you switch off.
Go to town. That's all it says?
Yeah, switch off your vibrator. Remove all batteries and then clean the vibrator.
Those are the worst instructions ever.
I know.
I'm rewriting the
instructions. Insert into vagina.
Insert into vagina. Go to town.
Go to town with your vagina.